Good evening. How's everybody tonight? How are you this afternoon? Carrying through. Amen. Let's pray. Merciful Lord, we just thank you again for what we have because of you and because of that perfect sacrifice on Calvary. We thank you, Lord, that we can come here tonight and see the wonderful things you've done for each and every one of us and how you're faithful and true to your word. That we will always be blessed when we walk in your way. And we thank you for this. I ask you tonight, Father, to speak through this man that's here in this pulpit tonight. Forgive him of his many, many sins. And let your word come forth to touch our hearts and our minds. And your word alone, it can accomplish everything that we ever need in this life. And it's already promised for the life to come. Have your way tonight. Let us truly be willing servants to hear, to listen, be obedient, and obey as you speak to us by your Holy Spirit. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, the one and only perfect man that ever lived. And everybody said, amen. If you would open your Bibles to page 686, it's Psalms 1, a little different tonight. I'm going to concentrate on 1, 2, and 3 and close with 6a because 4 and 5, if it was a Sunday morning, I would do 4 and 5. But this is a Thursday night and I don't think we need to go into that. I'll read them, then we'll go back, okay? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Then verse 6a, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous. Amen? This really is a, well, first of all, the lesson title will be blessed. That's for Don when he does them. It's a wisdom song. And God's word is all wisdom, isn't it? It's his wisdom speaking to us in every aspect of our lives. So they put it in the list of wisdom psalms. The title of this one is The Way of the Righteous and the End of the Ungodly. But blessed is the man. This word blessed here, it's plural. It's not singular. In the Hebrew, it's plural, not singular. So it's many blessings that we receive as we walk in the right way, as we walk after the counsel of the Lord, the teachings of God, the teachings of the Holy Spirit as he guides us as we read his word. For there is no other truth where we're going to be blessed, blessed in every aspect of our lives. And it has to be the blessing of God in our lives. And it's not the blessings of man or being blessed doing this or playing golf at 9:32 in the morning. Any of these things. The true blessings in our lives come from the Lord. And as he teaches us, as we read his word, as we're walking in his counsel, we're listening to his words. We're reading his words. It's his counsel that we need. So often we will go outside to get counsel elsewhere. There is no other pure, perfect counsel than from this book. Because the maker of all counseling is the Lord himself. So how can you receive any better or any more pure counseling than his counseling? But are always looking at this book or that book. What does God's word say from this book? God's word says what God's word says. Scripture interprets Scripture. And he said he will bless the man who walks in his counsel, not the counsel of the world, not the counselor of man, but the counsel of God, the true, pure counsel, the counsel that all of us need. But we sometimes seek the wrong counsel, and that's when we get ourselves into trouble. So we don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't walk in the counsel of the world. For we get enough of the world on its own as we watch television, as we read different books, as we see different movies. There's all kinds of counsel. You don't think it is, but it is. It's counseling your mind. It's putting things into your mind. And so much of the things we look at, we don't need that in our mind. But I think I've said this numerous times. It's nothing new. That God created the greatest hard drive in the world, and that's up here in our minds. And it can't be erased. So the things that come in, you can't erase them. They're there. Amen? So if we're going to look for counsel, it should be the right counsel. Because that counsel will never harm us. That counsel will be nothing but good for us in every aspect of our life, regardless of what it is, whether we go to work or whatever we do, playing golf or whatever. We seek the counsel of the Lord in our lives, in all aspects of our lives. So it has to be, and this word, blessed is the man, it's not a gender thing there. Actually, in the original, it was the person. Bless the person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Each and every one can be blessed as they're walking in his counsel, as they're looking for him for our guidance. And I don't think we can ever get enough of his counsel. And if we get to that point where we think we don't need it, then we're on a slippery slope and we're not too far from the edge of falling off the precipice. Excuse me, I gotta get some water. There's a progression here, and it says, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. It's a progression, it's a slippery slope of going down. First, you're walking, right, with them. You're walking along. And then you stop, and you start discussing these things. Then the next thing you know, you sit down and start taking all of this garbage in. So it's a progression. It shows a progression of what sin will do. When you let just a little bit in, you hear a little bit. Then you say a little bit. And then before you're in with different people saying certain things that you don't need to hear, then before you know what you're saying, it's a progression. Down, down, down. Worse and worse and worse. That's in anything in our lives if we allow it. If we get into a position, a situation where we know we shouldn't be, instead of walking in it, turn around and walk away. But so often we start walking, then we start talking, and then before you know it, we're sitting and enjoying whatever it is we shouldn't be enjoying. It's a progression that all of us have to be careful, especially in this last days. I know they've been saying it for 2,000 years. But we, this generation, we are so close because we're seeing all these things happen. All you have to do is watch the news of what's going on over in Israel and the whole area. They are almost totally surrounded. Almost totally surrounded. We are so close. So we should be more aware of these things, God's word now. Don't walk in the godly people. Don't listen to bad counsel. Be careful who you associate with, regardless. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We have people that we know that we call friends. If those friends are not being witnessed to us, if we're not witnessing to those friends, then you're truly not their friend. Do you understand what I'm saying? The only friendship we have with the world is the friendship of the Lord Jesus Christ shared with them that He came to save them. He gave His life for them, that if they don't have Him, they're going to go to hell. And that's a simple fact, Scripture. The counsel of God says, that no man will enter into the kingdom of God unless he has a relationship with Jesus the Christ. So if we're going to have this walk in this world, then Christ has to be walking the path ahead of us. And we walk in that path. We walk in that counsel. They have to see a difference. They have to know. And yeah, I used to always say when I first started teaching or preaching or running off at the mouth, well, they know they're sinners. 50 years ago, they did. But the culture says they're not sinners. That's the way it is. And I've seen since 1976, I've seen so much of the church's culture leave and the culture of the world coming into the fellowships. So a lot of times we turn our head on certain things or we turn a blind eye on certain things. And then before you know it, gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. We have to be diligent, even in the fellowship, because Paul was talking to Timothy, even from within. So we have to be careful. We have to be discerning of what's happening in all of our lives and who we're listening to. So the progression is there. But we are to be on one progression. That's the progression up, 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 up. A closer relationship with Him. Walking in His counsel constantly, always. 2. But His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law He meditates day and night. Now, His delight. It's God speak to each and every one of us differently because we're all different. But He uses the same words. The emphasis might be a little different for me than you, but it's always Him speaking to us, and I delight in it. I seek His counsel. I seek His wisdom. I seek His fullness working in my life. I delight it. I want it. I embrace it. It's not a burden to me. My biggest burden is getting everything ready because I'm trying to do it myself. But when I allow Him to prepare these things, I mean, I got all kinds of stuff here. I'm not using it. I want Him to speak to me so I can speak to you. And as I speak to you, what He speaks to me, you're hearing Him, you're not hearing me. You're hearing what He wants you to hear, not what I think you want to hear. Do you understand what I'm saying? The whole point of our relationship with Christ is not whether you come and hear me on a Thursday night or Gary or the pastor. Are you coming here to hear the Lord? Thus saith the Lord. Not what J.K. says. It doesn't matter what he says. It matters what the Lord has told him to say. And then when he says it, are you listening for his voice or are you listening for J.K.? Are you listening for his voice or my voice? See? Do you delight in His Word? Do you delight in coming here and having fellowship because He's here? He's the center of our fellowship. That's true delight. Not just coming to, you know, pat each other on the back or a hug or whatever. It's coming to have fellowship with Him first as a body and then individually. The fellowship. The delight. The delight that I have for a relationship with Him so I can delight in a true relationship with you because of Him, because of His Word, because of His counsel. That's where the delight comes in. And this is what the writer is saying, but His delight, my delight, your delight is in the law of the Lord. There's another thing too, when I first started teaching, I'd never teach out of the Old Testament. I avoided it like the plague. I was totally in the New Testament constantly. I wouldn't teach out of the Old Testament. But His whole Word gives us this delight, all of it. Every word in the Scripture gives us delight if we embrace it, knowing that it's His Word, it's His truth, it's His counsel. So we should be delighted when we can come together and hear this truth and let the Holy Spirit speak to us individually. Because He does. Every time you read this word, He's speaking to us. Every time. He cannot. The only time you won't hear it is when you turn Him off. But He's constantly speaking to us. He constantly wants that fellowship with us. He created us for His pleasure. But look at all the pleasure we get when we embrace Him as He embraces us and says, I love you with an everlasting love. I want what's best for you. Not what you think is best for you, but what I know is best for you. So many things in my life have happened, and I look back and I know His hand was there from the moment to the other moment. His hand was always there, and I didn't know it, but I do know it now. So I delight in this because of His love, because of what He's done, what He's accomplished in my life as I walk in the way, the right way, and I walk in His counsel. I delight in that. I relish in that. I get goosebumps in that sometimes. And it's a wonderful feeling to know, to truly know, not just to think it, not just to read it, but to know that He loves me with an everlasting love. Regardless of where I am, regardless of what I do, He still loves me. That love will never change. There's not anything I can do that will change that love. And once I grasp that, it's such a delight. Because the God of the universe, the one that said, let there be light, and there was light. This is the one that loves me with an everlasting love that will never be taken away from. Nobody can take that love away from me because it's His and He gave it to me. And even if I walked away from Him tonight, that love would still be there regardless. The love of God transcends all things in our lives. And if you really get a grasp and a hold of that, oh boy, what a delight it is to walk in His counsel because of His love. And no matter what I do or what I don't do, He still loves me. And the word, this word law here, everybody, that's what I was going to go for, and then I got on the rabbit trail. The law, Ten Commandments. Yes, it's the Torah. But it's more than the Torah. It's His word. It means counsel. It means teaching. It means learning. It's not just thou shalt not. It's the whole ball of wax. It's everything He's told us. It's His counsel. It's not just the laws, the Torah, but it's His teaching. It's His counsel. It's His leading by His Holy Spirit. That's the law. Meditates day and night. Day and night. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, please. You thought I didn't have any scripture, right? Fooled you. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Meditate day and night. If you can pray without ceasing, you can meditate day and night, can't you? Huh? 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. Thanking God without ceasing, without stopping. We can thank God constantly for everything that happens in our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because if He truly is God, and He truly is in control of all things, and nothing takes Him by surprise, no matter what happens, we can thank Him because He has a purpose for whatever it is happening in our lives. Amen? Do you believe that? Because I believe it. Because if I didn't believe it, then He couldn't be a God that knows everything and allows everything. He'd be limited. Satan has no control over us at all. None whatsoever. Now, if something bad happens to me, God's allowed it for whatever reason. I'll ask Him why, or, you know, help me understand this, Lord. But still in all, Your will, not mine. We had a very great teacher for that. Amen? But nevertheless, Father, Your will, not mine. Meditate. And it has a connotation also of mumbling. Mumbling. Now, if I start mumbling, you say, well, it's finally hitting him. He's 78, so he's mumbling. When we sitting in our chairs, we're reading the Word, and I do this quite often when we're reading the Word, I'll speak the Word as I'm reading it. I love to hear it. Faith comes by what? Hearing what? Amen. Mumble. That has that connotation. You're mumbling God's Word. You're striving for a closer walk. And you get that as the Word becomes alive in your life, in your hearts, in your mind, in your soul. It speaks to you. As you speak it, it speaks to you. It's a marvelous thing. I mumble a lot. Day and night. I'll be watching TV. And I will be thinking of the Lord. I'll take a situation and I'll think of a scripture or something. That's meditation too, you know. When you're thinking, no matter what you're doing, you can think on God's Word. Because as you read it, every time you read it, it gets planted in here. It will never leave you. At times you may have a hard time to bring it back. But when you need it, God said He will bring it to you. He'll bring it to your remembrance when it's needed. Not to just spout it off, but when it's needed. And when I need an uplift or something, I'm alone or I'm feeling low, that Word will pop up and come up and you'll get a peace. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Because He says it's okay. And it's not just reading it and hearing and meditating, but you have to walk in that counsel. It's a way of life. When all, usually in the scriptures, when it talks about walking, it's a way of life. It's your mannerism. It's your life. It's how you are. It's who you are. It's what you are. And so the more we walk in that counsel, the more we delight in it, and the more we meditate in it, life gets a little bit better because we know the end is coming. Then we have that pure, holy, eternal life because we've walked in a godly way. We walked in His counsel. We meditated on the Word. We allowed the Word to come alive in our hearts. And that is only by the influence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Because if He's not in our lives, and if He's not sharing with us, then they're just empty words. He has to bring them alive, but we have to be obedient to walk in that way, to meditate on that, to seek His counsel in all things. Amen? So we are blessed when we walk in the counsel of God's counsel, because we don't walk after that way of life anymore. Our life is anew in Him, because He said, if any man, if any person be in Christ, he is no person. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Amen? We'll delight in His law. We'll delight in His teaching. We'll delight in His counsel. We'll meditate day and night. We will meditate all the time. We will meditate upon our bed at night when we're going to sleep. Lord, keep my mind on You. Lord, You encapsulate my mind tonight as I lay my head on this pillow, knowing full well, if I wake up, wonderful. If not, I'm with You. I meditate on that. Because we have something wonderful waiting for us as we walk in His counsel, as we delight in His law, as we meditate on it, as we allow it to come alive in our lives. I'm going to close with this, a short one tonight. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. There is nobody that knows you better than Him. He knows our every thought. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. He knows what you're going to leave here tonight. He knows everything. There's nothing that escapes Him. All He asks of us is to truly praise Him, give Him glory, because we were created to praise Him, to give Him glory, to be obedient, to walk in His way, to walk in His counsel, delight in everything that He has for us, and meditate on that perfect person of Jesus Christ that sacrificed everything for us. He gave it up all for us. He was obedient unto the Father. I want to be obedient unto the Father because of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice and His love for me. And I can only do it by the influence of the Holy Spirit in my life. I can't do it on my own. I'm too sinful. My flesh at times just wants to go the wrong way. That's why I have to meditate. That's why I delight. That's why I will walk in His counsel. I will not seek the counsel of men. I will seek the counsel of God in my life. And God help me. God help us all. Father, I thank You again. Because Your Word is life. You are the living Word, and we thank You for that. Bless the rest of this evening for Your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, Amen.